Today's meditation is called Igniting Your Soul, and I wanted to share with you an insight which came to me in a dream, which is about helping people to remember their soul's characteristics, their soul's connection, if you like. And I think it's really, really important, living in this human world, this physical world, that every once in a while, probably more frequently than not, we take some time to just stop, to pause, and give ourselves a few moments to stop and listen, to go back in, and to remember who we truly are. Remember that you are first and foremost a soul having a human experience, not the other way around. So today, I would like to share with you that memory that's deep within the fabric of your being, to remind you of who you are as a soul, and what does that mean, being a soul, the characteristics of your soul, reminding you, if you will, that your soul has been given specific ingredients, specific patterns, insights, awareness, in order for you to work, to be a part of, to experience this human world, this three-dimensional physical world. You've been given everything you need to be successful in this three-dimensional physical human world. So today's meditation is really reminding you of that and bringing you on this journey of self-awareness, self-memory. I'm your guide, if you will, your soul guide, to remind you of your truths and who you truly are. So once again, as in all my meditations and my mind journeys, I'd like to take you to a very special place deep within the mind, within your soul, that these memories are part of you. You're really not going outside of you, going deep, deep within yourself. So if you could, find yourself a wonderful, comfortable room, a space in your house, wherever you live, wherever you want to be. And you can lie on the floor or sit in a seat, wherever you can be comfortable and relaxed. And that is really the most important thing, to be relaxed, to give yourself the time needed, these moments needed, for self-awareness, for self-realization, to honor yourself enough so that you put yourself the time necessary, where there's no interruptions from people or phones or emails, computers. Just bring yourself to a space and give this gift to yourself, to open yourself up, to be enlightened, to have an awareness, to have a sense of mindfulness, to reconnect with your true self, your soul self. So as we begin together on this journey, I just want you to listen to my voice, realizing that this voice will guide you, is going to take care of you. You're very safe. It's a very safe space. You're going to be happier and healthier and more aware of yourself in many, many different levels after we finish this journey together. As with all of my meditations and work, I'd like to start with a universal prayer, a prayer for you. So wherever you are, just close your eyes gently, closing your eyes gently and giving yourselves the time. And as we close our eyes to the outside three-dimensional human world, we close our eyes to that world. We open up the inside world. As we close the lids, we open up and we are illuminated to the inside world, this lovely world within the physical body, the bloodstream, the cells moving around, the organs, that whole universe within ourselves. Just be aware that that is illuminated as you close from the human world, going into the inner world, the workings of that lovely miracle we call the body, the human body. And just for a moment, just give a thought of gratitude to this human body. We rarely take the time to give ourselves this beautiful, beautiful human body, the thankfulness, the gratitude for helping us to sustain life, for helping us souls, to have this human experience. So just for a moment, bring gratitude, thankfulness, appreciation to the human body, to every cell, to every organ, every tissue, every bone. Just giving gratitude. And as you do that, I'll begin with a prayer. dear universe. Show me the stars in the sky and the sun in the midst and the world beyond the world of every day. Teach me tolerance, wisdom, and always love. Thank you, universe. Good. And as you hear these words and you close your eyes, I just want you now to bring your thoughts back to the breath. The breath streaming in, streaming out. The perfect natural rhythm of life. The movement. Movement is life. So just being mindful of the inhalation and the exhalation. And I will guide you, as I often do with all of my meditations and mind journeys. I just have you visualize a beautiful golden light coming down to the top of the head. That there is, if you can just put this into your mindset, a more expansive world above you, all the way above you, and to the left side, the right side, and below you. We are part of a vast, vast, vast universe, worlds within worlds within worlds within worlds, universes within universes. So you, being a soul light, are part of this vast, vast worlds within worlds, these universes all around you. Just having that awareness, just having that mindset. Good. Just being aware that you are a limitless being. You can be in several places at once with your thoughts. You're not limited to the physical body, but you go way beyond this human physical body. For your soul light travels and is part of all the different souls, all the different universes. Just being aware, just having that thought is just fine. And now just breathing in a beautiful light through the nose, just breathing in. And as you exhale, exhale out of the mouth a gray mist, which represents any old energies, any old emotional experiences you're still holding on to that is holding you back from being that beautiful soul-loving being that you are, that is corroding or blocking the emotions of self-love, of self-awareness, of soul trust of yourself. So inhale this beautiful light of unconditional love, that you are a part of that light. And inhale, holding it 2, 3, 4, and then exhale. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Good. And inhale. And then holding it 2, 3, 4, and exhale. And letting it go. Letting it go. Letting it go. Good. And again, and inhale. And holding it 2, 3, 4, and exhale. Letting it go. Letting it go. Good. And just keeping that same rhythm of breath. There's no one right way or wrong way. Just being mindful of inhale and exhale. That you are light. You are a soul being. And you have traveled many, many times and many different lifetimes and star systems and planets. And you have taken on different forms of life, from liquid to gas, steam. You've been part of all different types of experiences. Life is not limited to just the human experience. But as a soul, you've traveled many, many times in many different ways, through different universes, different forms of life, different ways of life. Every different type that you can think of, you are there. So today's lesson, today's meditation, I would like for us to focus really deeply on igniting your soul, igniting your soul's awareness, to bring back the memory of your power, your soul power of self-confidence, of self-love, and of course, self-trust. So those three major ingredients of the soul for igniting your soul power, the soul's self-confidence, soul's self-love, soul's self-trust. I just want you, as you go deep within the breath and just listening to my words and they will affect you. They will hear them when you're meant to. Just have that realization that as you were born into this physical human world long, long time ago, that you brought with you a resource, an inner resource within your soul that nurtured you, cultivated you, that made you aware, that made you thrive. It was important that you came into this world with a sense of self-trust in order to survive. There was a strong instinct within your soul for you to survive, for you to connect, for you to have this telepathic connection with your mother and your family. When you were a baby, the baby really is this pure soul coming back into the confines of the human body. But remember, as a baby, the baby knows, the soul knows, of course, when to ask for food. It knows when it's tired. It knows what it wants, when it doesn't want, when it wants to eat. It knows how to socialize. As children, we grew up having that awareness of soul. We trusted everyone. Everything is honest, and we say things as they are. We have not been taught yet about mistrust or deceiving or judgment. We are pure when we are born. We are pure when we are children. We are honest. There is no self-doubt. We don't learn that until a little bit older, really from society or older adults. That's how we learn mistrust, dishonesty. That's how we learn not to listen to our intuition, but to listen with our heads instead. So we take ourselves away from our truth of the soul language, the soul confidence, the soul trust, and we listen back into the rational head mind. And we try to please other people. We try to do what other people would want us to do, what our parents want us to do, family, society, teachers. We want to please them because in some illusionary and strange way, we think by saying what they want us to say, by doing what they want us to do, we will receive love, because that's how we've become conditioned. Well, today, you're going to go back into your truth. Go back into what you came back on this earth for, your soul ingredients, your soul self, and reignite those aspects of yourself which you might have forgotten, but are still very much there. Because your self-trust is buried deeply beneath what you believe is to yourself. You have that knowing within yourself. And you have that loving within yourself. And you have that trust within yourself. Remember that a healthy self-trust, self-awareness, and self-confidence is your internal GPS system. It's your intuition. It's your natural state of being. It's a sensitive, it's a feeler, it's intuition, the language of the soul. So just like a newborn baby, a new soul coming into this human life, we're going to go back in time. So as you hear my voice, and gently bringing that breath in, and then slowly out, I want you to use the window of your mind, your imagination, and just imagine now, if you will, just bring yourself back to when you were in your mommy's tummy, into uterine, you were a soul, and recognizing that you were this sac inside your mommy's tummy, and you have a strong connection telepathically with your mother. Just go back now, and I'm going to count from 4 until 1, and as I get down to 1, I will snap my fingers, and you'll be there, inside your mommy's tummy. And just feel what it's like for your soul to deal with a physical body, getting used to this forming of the physical body. And 4, you're aware of the mom. And 3, coming down, being very, very aware, getting closer and closer, the time when your mom had you in tummy. And 3, being aware of the atmosphere inside your mommy's tummy. It's very liquid, full of water. And 1, you're there. You're there now. Inside, you feel you're the fetus inside your mother's tummy. And I just want you to bring back that memory in your soul being. What does it feel like inside your mommy's tummy? What does your soul want to do in this lifetime? What is the connection between you and your birth mother? Do you hear a connection? What's that telepathic connection from your soul to her soul? And not judging it, just observing it, just letting it be. That's fine. Good. And just having that connection, that memory. Good. And now we're going to go. We're going to go outside, in between lives. Before you came back into your mommy's tummy, when you were a soul on the other side of life, in the in-between world, the world of light. And I just want you, again, to just go with me in this count from 4 to 1. And at 1, you're going to be on the other side in a beautiful room, a room of knowledge and wisdom. And you're going to be sitting in front of your guides and your teachers who have prepared this life for you. So 4, be ready to go outside that body. 3, you're floating outside the body. And imagine these mists. You're going to go back now in your mind, in your soul memory. And 2, going back now to the world of light, being mindful and being aware of all this light, different values of light, colors of light. And 1, you're there. You are there now in this room of wisdom, in this room of knowledge and awareness. And you're sitting down now. In a lovely cushioned seat, and before you are all these guides and teachers, loved ones there, who are preparing this lifetime for you, who are preparing this current life for you. And just see their faces, be mindful of their energy, and you as this lovely soul preparing for this next incarnation. So as you speak with your guides, as you speak with your teachers, what is it that you discuss that your soul needs? What is it you discuss that your soul needs to experience in this upcoming life? And you can recognize, remember, and see these teachers, these guides, these loved ones who are there just for the advancement of your soul. Of course, you may have to learn from other souls, they're telling you. It's all about learning. You're going back to school Earth. What do you hope to learn? What does your soul hope to learn? Good. Good. Now, as you're sitting in this beautiful cushioned chair, you're just opening yourself up to receive. And I just want you to imagine, as you're sitting there in this chair to receive, just want you to imagine that you're now going to receive a goblet. From each guide, they're going to bring you a drink, a goblet, a very, very special, special liquid. It's going to be an energy that they give you, just so you will have this within your soul, so you are reminded that you are coming down onto this earth, into the human school, with these aspects deeply within your soul. Your first guide stands up, comes over to the chair and hands you a goblet. And on the goblet is written, self-confidence. Self-confidence. Take this beautiful, beautiful mug there, this chalice, and feel what it's like, what it has within its cup. The ingredients of self-confidence. What does it feel like, this self-confidence? And now drink that self-confidence down. Drink the ingredients of self-confidence. What does it feel like as the ingredients go within your light body, within your soul? You have self-confidence. I want you now to feel on an emotional level, what does self-confidence feel like as you digest it? Good. Tastes wonderful, loving, joyful. Very, very good. Good. Another guide steps forward now. I hand you another goblet. And this goblet has the word faith on it. Drink now the goblet of faith. And feel the ingredients of faith. Be immersed in faith, self-faith. Beautiful. Feeling the difference between self-confidence and faith. Good. Good. Now another good, good, good. The gobble goes down. Yes. Is there. Hold the goblet. Feel the trust. Feel what that soul trust is about. Feel it. And now drink it when you like. Trust. Immersing yourself with that energy, the ingredients of self-trust. Your soul's trust. Perfect. Oh, good. How different that feels. Very good. 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 Now, put that goblet down. And all of these different guides now, all before you, are standing before you. And each one puts out their hands. And beautiful rays of light are sent to you. From one guide on the left side all the way to the right. And each guide now has an energy they're sending to you. They're filling you up in order for you to use on your time in Earth School. The first guide sends you the energy of happiness. Feel that vibration, the ray of happiness, as it immerses into your soul. Happiness. The next guide comes forward and sends a ray of joy into your soul. Joy. Feel that ray of joy into your soul. Good. Next guide sends forth a ray of hope, that you have hope embedded in your soul. Hope. Feel that hope. The next guide sends forth now the energy of belief in self. Belief in self. This ingredient, this energy, this awareness. You feel that belief in self. Oh, just feel this wonderful energy as the next guide stands up and sends you cheerfulness. Cheerfulness. Bringing cheerfulness into the makeup of your soul. Cheerfulness. The next guide stands up and brings you the energy of wisdom. 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 Just reminding you that you are part of all. You have universal wisdom in everything you think, do, and say. Now, next guide stands up, bringing you the ray, the vibration of knowledge. Knowledge. Soul knowledge. Now is a perfect time to remind yourself of your soul knowledge. The next guide stands up now and brings you the ray of certainty. Within yourself there is certainty. Certainty mixed with belief. There it is, a beautiful ingredient of certainty mixed with belief. Now all of the guides come together as one. Feel how full you are. You have all these ingredients within your soul. You are pure. You feel yourself with this confidence and this wisdom, this happiness, this joy. All these guides come together now. And just with their thoughts, they form this beautiful big goblet. Beautiful gold goblet, jewels around the top of it and the side of it. These diamonds and rubies and sapphires. And they tell you that this really is who you are in the form of a goblet. This beautiful bejeweled goblet represents you. And all of these guys have come together and melded their thoughts to form this physical goblet, which is you. Oh, and then there it is, beautiful on the surface of this goblet. Is you. And the word self-love is there. Self-love. All of them bring this forward to you to remind you that you have that self-love. You are full of this beautiful self-love. Drink now this beautiful liquid of self-love to reactivate, to ignite that self-love within your soul. Self-love within your soul. And feel as you drink it down, this self-love reigniting. wonderful, wow, so beautifully loving, whole and total, the awareness, and thank them. They take the mug from you, they goblet from you, feeling that love. As your light is so bright and standing up, you now have all the ingredients you'll need to go back to Earth life, to Earth school, and to use those ingredients in Earth school. Your soul self, your soul is ignited, your soul is illuminated in this awareness. So now as you have your eyes closed, thank your guides, thank your loved ones and guides for reminding you of this vision. Good. And take a deep breath now into the body, back into your heart. Another one, inhale and exhale. Your heart, and inhale and exhale. And I'm just going to, as you lie there, as you sit there, as you still have your eyes closed, I'm just going to remind you now that you have all of those ingredients within your being. And I'm going to bring some sounds of words and see how they relate to you. What do you feel when I say different words? Because every word is a frequency. Every word is a sound. So let me use the word and see how you feel now about that word. Eternal. Happiness. Confidence. Belief in self. Control. Responsibility. Delight. Special. Pleasure. Wisdom. Faith. Confidence. Certainty. Support. Love of self. Love of self. Love of self. So now as you proceed in human school, let your soul's light illuminate those thoughts that may come into the atmosphere of the mind, which are not of this vibration. So if something comes in from another person, another situation, is it in alignment to your ingredients? Is it in alignment to your self-confidence, your wisdom, all these ingredients, or is it not in alignment? You now have to choose. You have to live your life in alignment to these ingredients. If it doesn't match up to who you are, then you do not need it. You do not need to be in judgment for the soul. You just need to be observant of the lesson you are learning. Always remember that your soul light is there to illuminate every single person who walks upon your path, or their soul light is to illuminate your awareness every time you meet someone new. See it, experience it, and feel it from that point of view, and the rest of your life will be a soul-filled life. Namaste.